today is a good day.
Well, not if you're from Cleveland.
Right, or New York.
Or New Jersey, Chicago, L.A.
Well, LeBron did make some folks happy.
LeBron, what's your decision?
Man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
You might say they're experts at beating the heat in South Florida, at least when it comes to the weather.
Right, but for everyone else on the basketball court, beating the heat just got harder. Because of LeBron James, it's not just for summer anymore. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Friday. It is July 9th. And, you could say that this is about basketball, but really what happened last night on TV was about a message.
It was about controlling a message.
That's
a celebrity
right.
Tries to control a message. You've got the Pentagon trying to control a message today.
Yes.
We're going to talk about that. You've also got a jury verdict in California and Los Angeles.
It's all about the message,
exactly.
Right.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories. A white transit officer has been convicted of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting of an unarmed black man on an Oakland train platform New Year's Day. Videos captured the shooting in which Officer Johannes Messerly shot 22-year-old Oscar Grant once in the back as he lay face down. Messerly claims he intended to tase Grant, but pulled his gun instead. The manslaughter charge angered Grant's mother.
My son was murdered. He was murdered. He was murdered. He was murdered. My son was murdered.
It angered many residents of Oakland as well, a city with one-third African-American population. Hundreds stormed the downtown streets, breaking windows and starting small fires. At least 50 people were arrested. We'll talk with the reporter on the scene in about 20 minutes.
New rules of engagement between the press and the Pentagon, as you say, John, try to control the message. We're joined now by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. And Todd, to hear Defense Secretary Robert Gates describe it, the Rolling Stone article was the last, not the first straw.
For some time now, long before the recent Rolling Stone article, I have grown increasingly concerned that we have become too lax, disorganized, and in some cases flat-out sloppy in the way we engage with the press.
Did he tell us now what exactly are the rules of engagement, we should say, between the press and the military now?
Well, good morning, Celeste. The new rules, and these rules came out a week ago, but Robert Gates faced the press about them for the first time yesterday at the Pentagon. These new rules say that any public affair, any officer who wants to talk to a reporter must notify the secretary's public affairs office before any engagement with the media on any issue of national or international implications. Now, that is so broad. That includes so many officers, so many reporters, and just about every issue that the Pentagon deals with, that reporters and, frankly, officers and enlisted people in the military don't know exactly what it means. Is that everything from a classified document to the Pentagon softball game? Nobody knows. It's very confusing.
Well, we're going to talk more about this with someone who actually covers the U.S. military in a moment. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much.
Moving to Pakistan now, a suicide bomber on a motorcycle attacked a government office in Pakistan near the Afghan border. 48 people were killed. The biggest spy swap between the U.S. and Russia since the Cold War is complete. 10 Russian sleeper agents who spied on the U.S. have been sent back to Moscow in exchange for 4 people who spied on Russia for the West.
And a federal appeals court in New Orleans rejects the government's request for a moratorium in deepwater drilling. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up, but futures are down. The Dow's going to start at 10,138, the S&P at 1,070, the NASDAQ will open at 2,175. So as you said, John, there's a lot of stories today that are essentially about the same thing, controlling the message. We're going to go to South Carolina to kind of try and understand the message we got yesterday from the Democratic senatorial candidate Alvin Green.
Need a decoder ring for that.
Yeah, that's going to be in just about a half an hour.
And we're also going to be talking more about the Pentagon's new rules of engagement. You heard Todd Zwillick there. And also the implications for this verdict in Los Angeles, which has had implications for the people of Oakland worrying about that New Year's Day shooting. Give us a call with your story about institutions controlling the message. When can it work? When not? 877-8-MY-TAKE and weigh in.